Her voice has been described as sometimes too beautiful for description. And I think that little bit of a cut off of Guardabarranco Antología, one of Katia Cardenal's albums with the group duo Guardabarranco, is proof that that is a hard voice to describe in its beauty. Katia is joining us now from her tour site currently in Oklahoma. Welcome, Katia.
Thank you.
I'm so delighted that you will be performing here in El Paso tomorrow at a lovely venue, Sunset at the Garden. It is part of the Sunset Gardens Nursery at 105 Lindbergh on Donovan. And the concert will begin at 6:30. Seating is limited. Doors will open at 5:30. And it's on a donation basis, a suggested $10 donation. So this is going to be a lovely evening. Katia, tell me about your childhood in Nicaragua.
Well, we are a family of seven, my parents and five brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. four girls and mm-hmm. my brother. And we grew up just in a very normal environment. We used to go a lot to the countryside, mm-hmm. the lakes, the beach. And of course, we have this political situation.
Yes.
With a dictator, Somoza. Mm-hmm. I was 15 years old when the guerrilla started in Nicaragua.
Yes.
My brother was starting to be a priest in Panama, and we were home with my three sisters and my parents. And my parents were always aware of justice and caring and solidarity, so we grew up in listening to about injustice in Nicaragua and the corruption
yes.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we changed governments and the revolution came in July 79,
yes,
I was 16 years old, and I was very enthusiastic about the whole process. So I joined the literacy campaign, for example, and then my brother came back from the seminary, and he decided to stay in Nicaragua. At that time, he started playing guitar and making songs, and I was playing with another group of students. And then we made the duo Guardabarranco.
Mm-hmm.
We started singing his songs, and we were traveling all over Nicaragua with our own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of started a new movement, because the previous Latin American canción política, as we call it, or trova,
yes.
It was a little bit more about dead people or the military movements who killed students and the hope of the workers. More pamphlet, more historical.
Yes.
And then my brother introduced a little bit this new way of saying that we need respect and solidarity and tolerance and hope and to take care of the earth.
Yes, well, you come
from...
And
that changed a little bit the singer-songwriter movement in Nicaragua
mm-hmm.
At that time in the 80s. And then the new government had a lot of good politics about supporting culture. So we started traveling in Europe and the United States, Mexico, Central America, bringing solidarity to Nicaragua to build schools, to reconstruct the cities that were destroyed by the war. And we had the chance to grow a lot, traveling, meeting other people, and we were singing everywhere.
Your music has such a rich combination. Of course, Nicaragua has such an amazing environment. The ecosystems, so varied and rich. And then your social consciousness, as you mentioned, that you grew up very aware of how the big pieces moved in the government. Then you are also the granddaughter of the foremost folklorist of Nicaragua and the great niece of world-famous poet, priest Ernesto Cardenal. So it's in your blood.
Yeah, actually from both sides, because my mother's great-grandfather
mm-hmm.
was one of the first scientists who wrote math books and wrote books about flora and fauna from Nicaragua.
Oh, my, the scientific side, too.
He's a very famous scientist,
uh-huh.
And some of his brothers and sisters are painters. So it's from both sides, actually, that we have this incredible influence about art, social consciousness, and we have a lot of priests also in our family. So
you have, the spirituality is threaded through.
So I think that the fact of trying to change the world through art or make consciousness about mm-hmm. ecological issues, respect, as I was telling you.
Yes.
We always like to join these campaigns, you know, for minorities, for women, for children, and all that kind of things.
I think people who have your devotion to wanting to make things change don't always have your talent. And so you're a particularly powerful woman in the arts. Now, you have recorded 22 albums, 10 solo, and then 12 as a member of Guardabarranco.
Yeah.
Now, when you perform here tomorrow, you will be performing with your daughter, Nina, playing guitar, and you're traveling as a duet. Is that correct?
Not really. I have a band in Nicaragua with two guitar players and one percussionist.
Okay.
And when we travel, I only travel with Nina playing the guitar.
All right.
But actually, she has a duet with my other son.
Oh.
So we are not a duo. She plays guitar for me. And sometimes we make some songs together.
Okay.
But she has her own duet with my other son.
Goodness, you have all kinds of combinations here.
Nina y Sebastián is the name.
Qué bonito.
Sí, it's
very
beautiful.
Nice.
It's amazing. And they have a very good response in Nicaragua.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, is her voice similar to yours?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, she is blessed.
Beautiful. Yeah.
She is blessed.
And she's playing the guitar since she was 5.
Goodness.
Her father was also a musician.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away when she was 6.
Ah.
But it's in her blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now you've had some interesting encounters as you've performed over the years. Apparently you recorded with Jackson Brown. And you've also worked with the Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez. And then Jackson Brown even played some of the guitar backup on this.
In one of our albums, he played, actually, in 2 albums.
Ah.
He played guitar in a song in our album, Si Buscabas, from 85. And then he sang background vocals in Casa Abierta, mm-hmm. which was recorded in 94. And he invited me to make background vocals in a song called Too Many Angels.
Ah, yes.
In one of his CDs,
yes.
I think Looking East.
Mm-hmm.
And also with my brother, we sang background vocals in Niño, which is another of his songs. And he produced our first album recorded in the States. It was our second album, but first in the States. He got us a record deal with Redwood Records in 1984. Holly Near, who's a singer-songwriter, was the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have been actually very lucky. He's still our friend. He produced Salvador's first solo album because I lived in Norway 5 years.
Ah.
One of my ex-husbands was Norwegian, mm-hmm. Indian-Norwegian, actually. And one of the most well-known Norwegian singer-songwriters, his name is Åge Aleksandersen. He connected me with a record company, and I translated Norwegian songs to Spanish. And the producer liked my thinking and my work, and we ended up recording 7 albums in Norway.
Good heavens.
And I got a gold album in 1999 in Norway. So I feel that I've been actually very, very lucky and blessed because...
Yes.
Coming from Nicaragua is not that easy that people will...
Well, you must have brought some very special things with you also, because I think the people who have had the pleasure of doing music with you are very lucky as well. Katia, you are a fascinating woman. I could talk to you much longer, but I look forward to hearing you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes, tomorrow we are going to sing my brother's songs and my songs, and a couple of songs I will sing with my daughter. And I like to tell the stories about the songs and and life. And
well, we look
this year I'm celebrating my 35th anniversary of being a musician and my 50 years of life. So I was in Europe. Now I'm touring here. I've been in other countries in Central America. And I will end up with some concerts in Spain in December.
Lovely.
Celebrating this achievement.
Yes.
It's not easy to be a woman and a musician in Nicaragua.
Cierto. That I would imagine is true.
Yeah.
My guest today has been Katia Cardenal. She's speaking with us from the road on tour, and she will be performing here in El Paso tomorrow at Sunset at the Garden, 105 Lindbergh at Donovan. That's the Sunset Gardens Nursery. It's a lovely outdoor venue. The doors will open at 5:30. The concert will begin at 6:30. Seating is limited. To reserve your tickets, we suggest you call the garden at 581-2504 or look them up on Facebook and reserve your tickets. It will be a $10 donation for adults and students, $5. And the opening act will be Cruz Luján, who is part of the guitar duet Fragile Balance. Katia, it's an absolute pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.